If your small business has a problem, you could say,
"Ugh, just my luck."
But you should say,
"Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there."
And we'll help get you back in business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Welcome into this week's edition of Talkin' Ball on this Memorial Day. CJ Vogel, Jerry Hamilton here. A lot to talk about today. We're going to be talking about what players need to have a big summer. And big summer, we might mean weight loss. We might mean getting acclimated to the program. We may mean for young players that need to step up and continue to strength maturity, maybe more so than the weight loss, weight gain part of that. Today's Talking Ball, edition of Talking Ball, as always, is sponsored by John Donovan and Longhorn Wealth Management Group. Before we get in to today's discussion, I'm going to take a second for Longhorn Wealth Management Group. John Donovan, the president of Longhorn Wealth Management, thank you very much for your continued support of On Texas Football. John's a proud Texas X's Life member whose wife and all six siblings are also University of Texas graduates. This explains why John branded his firm Longhorn Wealth and has dedicated his firm to providing total wealth management for Texas alumni, employees, family, and friends. John is a certified financial planner with over 30 years of experience and wants to offer every On Texas Football member and fan a free 90-minute consultation to explore how Longhorn Wealth can help you and your family maximize your wealth, minimize your taxes, and secure your own financial future. So simply call the Longhorn Wealth team. It's 972-707-4900 or schedule an appointment online at www.longhornwealth.net. Thank you again to John Donovan, president of Longhorn Wealth Management Group. All right, CJ, where to start? It has to be D-line, right? I mean, that's the discussion of the majority of Texas fans right now. So defensive line, who do we think needs to have a big summer? I think we probably all have a couple of different answers and it'll add up to about four guys. So I'm going to let you get going. Who needs to have a good summer? And that's the June, July workouts headed into August practice. And those workouts start June 2nd, as CJ reported on Coffee and Football this morning. All right, CJ, who you got?
Yeah, only a few days away from these workouts getting going. I think all eyes are on Sadir Mitchell, right? You know, he comes in a little bit heavier than we anticipated for spring ball. Sarkisian mentioned it in the press conference. Now I think you're going to see, you know, the last couple of weeks of being back home, working out in New Jersey. How did that pay off? You know, is he able to come back a little bit lighter than he was? Of course, he was pushing about 370, 365 whenever he was on the spring roster this past couple months. Now it's all about getting him a little bit slimmer, a little bit into this Texas heat because it's going to be hot. They're going to be working out at 2 p.m. Each afternoon for the
summer. You don't lose weight this summer, you're never losing weight.
That's exactly, I mean,
that goes for me and you too, by the way. That goes for both of us. If you can't lose weight this summer, you suck.
Yeah, maybe I just need to go stand outside at 2 p.m. That might be the goal there. But I think Sadir's number one. I'd like to see how Alex January continues to move his body. We talked about he lost a little bit of weight in the spring, and then he started to put it back on as the spring, kind of wrapped up. But I think that was good weight being added back on. Of course, where he was at Duncanville, good strength and conditioning program. That college jump, I think you saw his body add some good weight towards the end there. And, of course, that rest of the room. You know, you'll have Jermaine Lole on campus. You'll have Bill Norton on campus. How does that room shake up? Do you have enough big bodies in this room at the moment? Of course, that's kind of been the talk of the offseason and the spring specifically is where Texas goes to fill their defensive line room right now. You'll start looking around the room and thinking, all right, I think we have plenty of bodies at the three tech. How can we fill in with those over the nose, those A-gap caliber guys right now? Those two guys I mentioned, Sadir Mitchell, Alex January, that's going to play a large role into how these guys in that room shakes up for the fall.
And I'll say this. I think it's a huge summer Sadir Mitchell, agree. If he can get in the 345 range, which is about a 25-pound, 27-pound weight loss from his spring roster weight, I think that'd be huge for him. I think 340, 345 is a great weight. I know some people are like, get him down to 330, 335. Some guys like him and Cam Williams are just – they just aren't going to get
– big.
They're just big. They're going to play 340 to 350 when they're maximized. And that's where Sadir is going to be. If he drops more weight than that, I'm not sure that's actually a good thing for him and what Texas wants him to be. Then I think Jermaine Lole, you mentioned. So, look, when you've had a run of bad injury luck for two or three seasons.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Then you come back and play, what, about 400 snaps at Louisville last year is what Lole did. If he can have another good summer staying healthy, building that confidence back, continuing to re-strengthen, get that body stronger coming the longer he is away from those injuries, which is triceps and elbow and I think a knee meniscus, then, look, he could be a difference maker for Texas. I think it's a big summer for him. And then Jure Bledsoe's my other guy because Dre Bledsoe and Alfred Collins are so similar for me. Alfred Collins has been a better player early on than Dre was. Dre also had more competition right away, I would say, than Alfred did, and more and a longer ways to go. But look, Dre came in at 275. He had the emergency appendectomy midway through the spring. He lost some time working out there. That was his freshman year when he graduated high school early. He's just now getting to that 295 to 300-pound range. He's pound for pound one of the best athletes, if not the best athlete in the program. If he can get up to 305, 310, and he's still that freaky athlete, and then he starts to play like the NFL prospect I think he is or should be, then Texas, that D-line is going to go from, hey, how are we looking here, to, oh, well, man, I mean, we got three guys that transferred in, Alfred Collins contract year, Vernon Broughton final year, Dre Bledsoe. If he starts to look like a future draft pick this year, then Texas suddenly has a much stronger defensive line than we're giving him credit for heading into the spring and summer. All right, CJ, next position I want to hit is there's two newcomers we want to hit on. I'm going to hit on Javion Cole, and I know you want to hit on Silas Bolden. Both those guys, Silas Bolden got on campus now. Javion Cole gets to campus on Tuesday, May 28th. So you start with Silas Bolden. I'll follow up with Javion Cole, why it's a big summer for these guys.
Yeah, on top of the summer conditioning, I mean, these guys will be out throwing and getting acclimated with Quinn Ewers and Arch Manning, Trey Owens, that group. They will have throwing sessions almost every day, if not every other day, each week throughout the summer. And that's big. Of course, we mentioned it in the spring. When you add three instant impact wide receivers, you got to have those guys get up to speed, get on the same page with your quarterbacks. And, of course, there were some times we'd go out to practice, Jerry, and during our media availability, and we'd see some balls on the ground. And whether that be a guy not making it all the way to 14 to 11 for his comeback, he stopped at a 13 to 10, whatever it might be, or maybe it was just not knowing the routes. You know, this is a big part of that for Silas Bolden, a guy who had almost 700 yards receiving a year ago and 60 catches. You're looking at a guy who will play. You know, I don't think there's any question if he's making the field or not. He's a big-time ball player, and I think when you do that at the Power 5 level, you don't expect that type of drop-off wherever you end up next. So he's going to find a way on the field. The question is how quickly will he be up to speed? How much of that playbook will be open for him right away this summer month, June specifically? I know he's moving on to campus already. You know, he's already in Austin right now waiting for these workouts to get going. I saw a video of him and DeAndre Moore doing routes and release drills at DKR already this offseason. So for him to be here is very important. Getting up to speed, finding that niche role that I think Sarkisian has planned for him right now, of course, in the slot. And we know of his prowess as a returner as well. Now getting to, you know, really get a full understanding of that playbook is going to be key for him and the Texas offense. It'll open up a whole lot of things for Texas.
Yeah, and then I'm going to add in Javion Cole. I think they're very similar guys. They have that chip on their shoulder, a positive chip. They're different. And the fact that this is a big jump for Javion Cole this summer. He has gone from FCS to lower D1 at San Jose State, now to the SEC. And he's coming into a roster that's ranked, a team that's ranked top five in the country preseason. This is a huge jump. Silas Bolden, I think, is more prepared for it. Both those guys are coming from, by the way, Northern California and the Pacific Northwest, so the heat is going to hit him, even though Silas grew up in Rancho Cucamonga area. By the way, his high school quarterback was none other than C.J. Stroud, who's also a very good friend of his, which, well, Silas, you got to get C.J. on the show sometime. But Jamion Cole, this is going to be – he's going to have adversity hit in summer workouts like he hasn't before, and I think he's going to excel. I think he's got a lot to prove. Look, he's going to line up in back-to-back-to-back reps this summer against a Ryan Wingo, Isaiah Bond, I mean, Jonte Cook, DeAndre Moore. I mean, you think about that, he hasn't lined up against that ever. So this is Silas Bolden. So you go from quick, super quick, you go to big with Wingo, right, with speed. But all these guys are fast. This is going to test him in ways he hadn't been tested. Then the other part is adding strength to his frame in a Torrey Becton offseason, in an SEC program offseason, which no slight to San Jose State or Cal Poly. This is different level stuff. So he's going to add strength to his frame. Won't shock me if he doesn't get a little faster in his 2 years at Texas. But it's that day in, day out, going against these wide receivers at Texas that's going to have him prepared and ready. And both these guys, CJ, they get to go into the position meeting rooms. They get to really dive into the playbook because they weren't here this spring. So it's going to be big for both those guys. All right, now I want to move on to a position that some people might not consider. These guys need to have a big summer. But I think we're on the same page, and that's the edge position.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
In the edge position for two different reasons, for multitude of reasons. One, they have to play at an extremely high level because the interior defensive line lost a first rounder and a second rounder, right? And the interior defensive line, I think, is going to be better than people think, but the edge still has to come through. Like, the interior D line had to help the edges last year. The edges have to help the interior D line and the secondary this year. So I put Colin Simmons in that group because he was here for January and he was here for the spring, but this is his first summer at Texas. Adds more strength, yep. Continues to get more explosive. I think it's a huge summer for Colin Simmons because he has a very important place on this team, him and Trey Moore coming in as twitched-up edge rushers who they may also drop in coverage from time to time. And then I want you to hit, CJ, on the Westlake boys, Ethan Burke and Colton Vosick. I mean, Vosick, it's like, stay healthy, dude, because we know you're a really good player. And Ethan Burke, it's continuing to add more armor to a frame.
Yeah, I keep looking down to make reference to the roster I have in front of me, and I was looking at Burke and Vosick, both of them around 255, you know, and when you look at it, 6'6 and 6'5 respectively, I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot of mass. That's a lot of length. That's a lot of opportunity for Texas to use and deploy to make issues for the quarterbacks and offensive linemen in that run game. So I'm excited for him. We got to see a glimpse of a finally healthy Colton Vosick in the spring game, and what did he do? Two tackles for loss. Sack and a half, probably in a real game. He adds another sack in that mix as well. He was as twitchy as I've seen him since I started covering him his sophomore year at Westlake. And now I'm excited for him because, Jerry, again, you look at this edge room, and there's a lot of pieces, right? Of course, you have Barrett and Sorrell. You got Ethan Burke returning. Justice Finkley still in the mix for some snaps. But then you go out and you add the twitchy guy.
So many pieces of really good player built Billy Walton that Texas didn't want to lose hit the door. That's when Absolutely. You know you're talented at a position, is when you lose a player you didn't want to just because he didn't see a way onto the field. Sorry, I thought that was important, but go ahead.
Yeah, but I was going to add to that twitchy part of it, right? You mentioned the Trey Moore. You mentioned the Colin Simmons. We know what those guys bring to the table, right? Those guys are 6'2 and a half, 6'3, 240. I know Colin was listed at 234, 235. Yeah. can get up with this summer conditioning, that's going to be a big part for him, as well as adding another 5 to 10 pounds before the pads get on, before the SEC gets going as well. But for Colton Vosick, I think what's most underrated in his game is his twitch. It is his bend and it is his athleticism. To do that at 6'5 and 255, I think you're looking at a guy that contributes and is a big part of this rotation this fall. I think the Texas staff really, really likes him because of what he did that second half of the spring. Of course, he was still kind of dinged up a little bit early on, and then he flipped that switch, Jerry. And whenever he flipped that switch and you got to see the real Colton Vosick and why Christian Jones deemed him as Baby Bosa last year in August before he had ever put on the pads for a fall camp practice, that means something to me. So I'm excited for it. That room is going to be really exciting. And of course, this summer conditioning period and that weightlifting session, that's going to be big to add another 5, 6, 7 pounds for each of these guys going into the summer, the fall camp.
Yeah. And then we're going to hit on linebackers. And the reason we're hitting on linebackers is a big discussion on the Longhorn live stream Sunday and a little bit on Coffee and Football this morning. Some people are worried about, some Texas fans are worried about the depth at linebacker. So let's talk about who it's a big summer for. We're taking Anthony Hill out of the equation. Yep. So I got four names I want to hit on. Leonga Lafau, Ty Anthony Smith, Mo Blackwell, and Tasilia Khanna. All for different reasons, but let's start there. I'll let you start with Lafau. We'll work our way Smith, Mo Blackwell, then Khanna last.
Yes, I was actually really, you know, intrigued about Lafau this spring. Of course, he comes in last year, weighs about 232. He's north of 230. I was pretty surprised by that. Now he's lost about 10 pounds. And you still see that speed. You still see that thumping ability in the middle of the field. Where is he going to come in now? This is a big year for him because you mentioned that depth. You don't have Kendrick Blackshear. You lose Samaje Burrell. It's a little bit thinner in that room. You don't go out and add anybody at the linebacker position after those departures. You're expecting Leonga Lafau to step up, right? That is your piece. The staff trusted him a ton a year ago in special teams. I believe he had the most snaps of any Texas special teamer on the entire roster and did so as a freshman. So they understand what kind of football player he is. Now it's all about diagnosing the plays in front of him. Whenever you talk to folks around the program and on the team in those player availabilities, they know he's a good football player. Now it's about the consistency in reading his keys and diagnosing and, of course, triggering to go make a play. That's, I think right now you look at that room, he's got to step up as your linebacker three. And I think.
Is hot sleep keeping you awake? The Tempur-Pedic Breeze mattress pulls heat away from your body so it feels up to 10 degrees cooler. Shop our July 4th sale to save $500 on Breeze mattresses at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
As a result of what we saw in the spring game as well, he's taking those steps to be in a position to do just so.
Yeah, what I love about Lafau and Ty Anthony Smith, who I'm now going to hit on, is they're instinctive guys. They flow to the football. They're not a lot of false steppers. And then we get to Ty Anthony Smith. I think Lafau's got a bright future at Texas because he's so versatile. He's really good in space and coverage, and I think he just flows to the football well. Ty Anthony Smith is so interesting to me because people talked about, oh, Texas doesn't have depth at linebacker. Texas, unless Steve Sarkisian and Johnny Anser are just wrong, they let Kendrick Blackshear walk to the portal, which is interesting because he played 100 snaps in the A-gaps at Alabama last year, and they let him go. So Texas obviously has confidence, more confidence in their linebackers than maybe the fan base does. Then there's Ty Anthony Smith. It's a really talented top five recruiting class that came in. 17 of those guys came in early. If you looked at the guys that had the longest to go physically, Ty Anthony Smith was probably top three guy on that list. But then you also have to factor in this with Ty Anthony Smith. I've seen guys gain 20 pounds in no time. Kids from Florida, kids from small towns in East Texas. It's such a big change for them that played multiple sports. Ty Anthony Smith, he got some really good reviews this spring. And that's at 197 to 200 pounds, right? What's he going to be like at 215 or 220? He's got a 79, 80-inch wingspan. almost 10-inch hands. He had the football acumen at Jasper High to where Coach Cremedy could play him at middle backer. They could move him out to the edge. They could play him at wide receiver. He could play wildcat quarterback. They put a lot on his plate, and he could handle it on a team that went, three rounds deep in the playoffs, and he was the leader of a program. So Ty Anthony Smith, very bright future. If he shows up in August at 215, we might actually see him on the field a little bit this year.
Yeah,
because Texas obviously had a lot of confidence in these younger guys if they didn't retain Kendrick Blackshire, CJ.
Yeah, I just wanted to add real quick. I was able to talk with Michael Taft and Jelani McDonald this weekend at their workout. I asked Jelani, I was like, hey, is there anybody that we're sleeping on that might not be getting some of the big publicity, the social media love? You know, who's making the plays behind the scenes? Ty Anthony Smith. That was his name. So I love that, Jerry. Of course, it's all about adding to his frame. If he can get north of 210, I would feel comfortable as, you know, a small kind of rotational guy this fall.
Yep. All right, before we get to the OLs, I'm going to take one more second to talk about John Donovan, our sponsor of Talking Ball. Again, we'd like to thank John Donovan, the team at Longhorn Wealth Management Group. As a proud University of Texas alum, John has served for 15 years as a Texas Exes board member while focusing his firm on serving his fellow UT alumni and UT and all UT employees. John is a certified financial planner who has spent over 30 years providing investment, retirement, insurance, and estate planning services and solutions to the Longhorn family and friends across the nation. So to receive your free 90-minute consultation to explore how Longhorn Wealth can help you and your family secure your own financial future, simply call the Longhorn Wealth team at 972-707-4900 or schedule an appointment online at www.longhornwealth.net. Finally, on this Memorial Day, John wants to share his heartfelt thanks and remembrance for all those brave men and women who have sacrificed their lives to defend and protect the United States and provide the freedoms we are blessed to have as Americans. God bless America. And hook them. Thank you very much, John Donovan and the Longhorn Wealth Management Group team. All right, CJ, we're going to conclude Talking Ball. Players who need to step up and have a good summer for various reasons. Now we're going to talk about young offensive linemen.
Mm-hmm.
And why this is so important is it's the biggest developmental position in a program. Offensive line, then interior defensive line. And Texas is going to lose Kelvin Banks, Aiden Connor, Jake Majors. Could lose Cam Williams. Never know if DJ Campbell has a great ascending sophomore season. They could lose all five starters. Probably won't. Could. So the young guys, this is kind of their time where they start making those next round of strength gains, technique gains, and really continuing to make their push as second teamers and guys that Steve Sarkisian and Kyle Flood see having a future as potential starting offensive linemen. For Texas, now I have Trevor Goosby circled, Jaden Chapman circled, Andre Kojo circled. There may be some other guys. Obviously, Daniel Cruz and Brandon Baker, the two freshmen, Nate Kibble coming into the program. But CJ, those young offensive linemen, they're not going to be talked about a lot. They're not going to get any headlines, but it's a big summer for that position.
Yeah, it definitely is. And I'm with you, Jerry. I look more towards the tackles than the guards in terms of where I'll be watching these bodies kind of shift and what kind of momentum they're carrying on into fall camp. You mentioned Trevor Goosby. We've already seen him gain about 30 or 40 pounds since he originally stepped onto campus. That body is continuing to move, as is Andre Kojo. You know, he's rearranging his weight, whether it be bad coming in or good now, whatever it is. That body's changed, and I think that's positive. Who's going to be your right tackle should something go down with Cam Williams? That's a big part of this. You know, is it Trevor Goosby being flipped over from left to right? I think right now you're seeing him most likely stick at that left tackle spot.
Yes.
Now it's between Andre Kojo. Of course, we've seen Chapman. Brandon Baker, Jaden Chapman as well.
Is hot sleep keeping you awake? The Tempur-Pedic Breeze mattress pulls heat away from your body so it feels up to 10 degrees cooler. Shop our July 4th sale to save $500 on Breeze mattresses at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Those three guys, you know, who separates going into fall camp? Because, of course, we saw how important it was a year ago, Jerry, to have a good backup right tackle. Cam Williams came in against the top 25 defense and said, all right, I might, you know, the minute I start holding my water a little bit and don't have the false starts, I'm a pretty good offensive lineman. Yeah. And that offense, you know, it still clicked enough to beat a top 25 team at home. Do you have that guy right now at that position? We'll have to wait and see. But, of course, we know what we have with the guards. Nato, good offensive guard. And, of course, Cole Hudson. We forget at times, I think, Texas fans, he played and started his entire freshman campaign and did a very good job. Yeah. He is a more than capable plug-and-play guy at left guard, right guard, maybe even the center if you need so. So I think Texas is very comfortable with those three and four guards in the middle. And, of course, they all are getting their looks at center as well. So it's all about the tackles for me.
Yeah, there you go. I totally agree. It's the tackles. It's Trevor Goosby continuing to add strength to that frame as he's gained weight. Jaden Chapman, really good athlete. Probably as good an athlete as there is on the offensive line at Texas. Then Andre Kojo, still young. Would he just turn 18 maybe? It's 18 in January. I mean, he's a young going to be second-year player at Texas. So, all right, that'll do it for this week's Talking Ball. Thank you to John Donovan, the Longhorn Wealth Management team. And on this Memorial Day, always celebrated, never forgotten. Thank you for your service to all those in the military. Really appreciate what those guys do for me, CJ, and our kids, and everybody in this country. Thank you very much. That's this week's edition of Talking Ball. We'll have more recruiting talk with recruiting breakdown on Tuesday. Everybody have a great day.
Is hot sleep keeping you awake? The Tempur-Pedic Breeze mattress pulls heat away from your body so it feels up to 10 degrees cooler. Shop our July 4th sale to save $500 on Breeze mattresses at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.